So, yeah, Pride 48 Vegas coming up September 19th, people. It's the next major vacation that I have planned. I think I'm just going to go there and handcuff myself to the bed and pass out my room key and just, you know, see what comes of what comes. People can just hand my room key around and I'll be there waiting with a bottle of vodka or a bottle of Tanqueray, perhaps.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I think I'm just going to go there and handcuff myself to the bed and pass out my room key.
Yes!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 933 of the BFO for Monday, the 29th of August, 2011. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, Big Fatty is so fucked up right now. I have no fucking idea what I'm going to talk about, but I am drunksies. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, tangies. Y'all, the poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I am very, very, very overserved right now, and I have no fucking idea what's gonna happen on today's little show. But y'all, I have been overserved. I have been overserved by the bartender here at the Sunday afternoon drink and drown. Y'all, Big Fatty is drowning right now. Drowning in Tanqueray. Y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, that is, I don't know, my fourth or fifth gigantic Tanqueray and tonic, and y'all, I am fucked up. Big Fatty, we can't tell any difference. So anyway, but y'all, it has been, I am exhausted, and I'm gonna tell you, it has been a very, very successful horror weekend. There have been very few incidents. Y'all, there's always some incidents when you have horror people get together. Y'all, if you think for one second that a horror club or a horror organization does not have drama, let me just y'all almost vomited. Beh, ready, please, we're having our Cheerios. Y'all, that was some homemade pasta with meat sauce. It was delicious. Y'all, it's the only thing I've had all day today to eat. But, y'all, it is what I have had to eat today. And, y'all, I had two bowls of it, and it was lovely. Just lovely. And, y'all, our bartender on Sunday afternoon at the Drink and Drown, y'all, he came by to see Big Fatty on Tuesday night, and y'all, there was a multitude of inappropriate touching, and y'all, I understand that he may be coming by after the Drink and Drown is completed. Y'all, the Drink and Drown was supposed to go from 2 to 4 p.m., and y'all, it's 6:03 p.m. in the evening, and it's still going, but I decided, Brad Craddy, you have got to go do a little show. Or no one will get a little show. And y'all, if you get this, it's a miracle. It is a miracle. That's all I've got to say. It is a miracle. But y'all, the horror weekend was very successful. We ended up with almost 100 participants. I believe the final count was 98. And y'all, this is a large crowd for the horror group because there are only five of us, y'all. There are only five of us in the horror group. There are six of us, but one of them was not able to attend this weekend. So there were only five of us this weekend to make sure everything went correctly for the other 93 participants. And y'all, I hope they had a good time because needless to say, we did our best. We did our best. And if our best wasn't good enough, well, anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. Big Freddy, you're just nattering. Please move forward. Thank God Poodle McNoodle has not been consuming copious amounts of the Tangeray. That's why you're known as Tangies today. Big Fatty, we got it. Please, please, please move forward. And everything has been good. Y'all, it was the first time for our caterer to do a group this big. And y'all, they did fine. There were a few little glitches, but all in all, it went just fine. And y'all, did I mention I'm fucked up? Ugh, to get back, Fatty, please. And y'all, it's just a couple of weeks away from the big Pride 48 weekend, and so y'all, I have a feeling that Big Fatty will be fucked up for it too, because y'all, I understand that there's going to be a complimentary bar service at the Pride 48 weekend, and y'all, it is my understanding that there will be Tangeray and tonic and perhaps a lime or two to squeeze in Big Fatty. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about what's being squeezed in your area. But I did receive some voice letters over the weekend, and y'all, I think it's probably best for Big Fatty and for you that we play them now. Yes, Big Fatty, you big old drunky drunk.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Fatty, it's Miss Melinda. I've finally stopped crying about the fact that Mr. Vader is not coming to Vegas. And I realized, what does a girl got to cry about when she gets to party with Big Fatty? Donna Sugars, the Foul Monkeys, Ramble Redhead, all these amazing podcasters out there. I'm still really excited. Disappointed in Mr. Vader. But I'm pulling through. And j'adore you, Big Fatty. Can't wait. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Miss Melinda from the Soames Bar. Y'all, I'm missing my glasses. I just reached up to push them back on my head so I could see everything, and y'all, they're not there. Because, Big Fatty, you don't have them on, that's why. That is Miss Melinda from the Soames Bar, California, and y'all, Miss Melinda, we are going to party like there's no tomorrow. Kind of like Big Fatty has been partying today, because y'all, Big Fatty is Big Fatty, oh poor Big Fatty. Anyway, Miss Melinda, we are going to have a grand time out there in the Las Vegas, and y'all, it's only a couple of weeks away from this coming Friday. So y'all, we're within 3 weeks. And y'all, our next call is from the one and only Princess Hannah. Yes!
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I just wanted to call and say hello and leave you a voice letter, as you requested for everyone to do while you were at the Hara. I hope that you're having a wonderful time, and I hope all is well, and enjoy your time at the Hara. And I will talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
Princess Hannah, that is lovely for you to call. And y'all, let me assure you, Big Fatty is having a lovely time here at the Hara. Well, I really am fucked up, and I cannot believe I am trying to record the show based on being fucked up. But y'all, I have to say, that the people, we had 98 people here this weekend, and y'all, they are, this group of people is the most generous and caring and loving, and it's a family, y'all. It is just a family, and it's like a homecoming, y'all. And many people have said that this weekend, and y'all, it's just a... Poor Big Fatty. It's just a delight to see everyone again and to make sure they all have a good time and that... yes, Big Fatty, please move forward. Princess Hannah has sent her love to you, so please move forward.
Yeah, hello. How dare you?
I am still in shock by what I heard some days ago when you said that Stephen the UK said that 400 downloads have been made for now that the BFO app is free, and I don't know who those cheap coupon lovers are, and they that didn't buy the BFO app when it was only $2 and preferred paying for the free grinder or Scruff and then pay for the annual fee just to see more guys or put on favors. But I'm telling you, I am so mad at them that they couldn't even donate to the BFO so that the Pride 40 gets some nickels. And I hope though they are repenting themselves and they will go to the Pride 48 and donate a nickel or two or even to Stephen of the UK. And the BFO was the first app I bought when it was accessible here, and I still love it when I'm on the road and I listen to the stream through it. So that's all, and good weekend. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Hat M from over there in Mexico, Bulgaria, Mexico. And y'all, he seems to be on his high horse about all these people that downloaded the BFO app after it was designated as a complimentary application in the application store. But y'all, you know, it's all good. It's all good because, you know, if people download the BFO app and they got it for free, then that's fine. That gives them an opportunity to donate to the Pride 48. Y'all, you don't have any idea how fucked up I am, and I'm trying to do this little show. Big Freddy, poor Big Freddy is all fucked up, and it's only 6:22 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, I have no idea if this is going to come out worth a shit or not. But, you know, that's okay because Big Freddy, you're just fucked up and that's all that matters. Yes! So, anyway, Hat M, don't be upset with these folks. They did not have the means at the time. Or, they are saving their donation abilities until they can make a substantial donation or something. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, our next call today is from the one and only Ramble Reedheed.
I just wanted to call to let you know that I've been getting caught up on your program, and I just thought it was really amazing that so many people downloaded your app after it was free, and they couldn't spare the $1.99, because that's the exact type of thing that happened to my app that Steve in the UK had made for me, too. And he put a lot of work into it, and I really appreciate his efforts as well as him putting in yours as well. So I know he's helped a lot of people, and I'm so glad because I heard about all the generosity of everybody who gave him money to help get him his webcam. So I thought that was really awesome, and that just shows you what a great community we all are part of. And the other thing is I just want to say a shout-out to Timmy Sims, because he is a big fan of your show, as you know, and mine as well. So he's an awesome, awesome listener among the billions and billions of listeners that we have. So I'm just going to say goodbye for now, but you take care. Can't wait to see you in Vegas in a few weeks, and I'll talk to you soon then, and I'll buy you an alcoholic beverage so you don't have to go. You won't be parched like you were when I saw you in the Chicago's. All right, so be good.
Bye-bye. RambleRedhead.com. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Ramble Reedheed. And y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but he is indeed coming to the Las Vegas. But y'all, I'm not going to play the Rots of Rock, because y'all, I'm quite frankly, I'm much too fucked up to do that. Y'all, I'm gonna go over here to the what do you call this? This is the e-letters, and y'all, I'm going to read a couple of these things that people have sent me, and y'all, I hope I can read them. Oh, you're guessing. Y'all, Granny has just come into the room. Y'all, he scared the living shit out of me. Granny, come on over here and say hello to everybody.
Hello!
Granny, am I fucked up?
Yes, you are.
Are you fucked up, Granny?
No.
Oh.
I had to take a shower to get all stinky off
of me. Oh, you got the stinky off of you, but is that a cocktail there?
Yes,
because
we're going to the block party now.
Oh, have they moved to the block party?
They're getting ready to, yes.
They're getting ready to move to the block party. Y'all, the open bar is beginning to close.
It's already closed.
Oh, it's already closed. Okay. And they're moving to the block party, which means the open bar in the back part of the area.
Yes.
So, anyway, what are you drinking, Granny?
Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke. Y'all, I tried to get Granny a beverage earlier, and she just about had a hissy fit. Because they didn't have any Jack Daniels at the complimentary liquor bar.
Hello!
Hello! So, anyway, and Granny, I would say it's been a pretty good weekend, haven't you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. A little bit of drama, but we all got through it.
Yes.
And
they're getting ready to leave.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. But I think it's been very successful all around.
Yes, it has.
So, anyway.
And my boy came out.
I don't know what that means.
In his jock.
Oh, y'all, Granny, y'all, we had a jockstrap fashion show and auction this afternoon, and y'all, I have to say, Granny was a very generous bidder this afternoon. There must have been what a dozen different jockstraps that were being displayed, and all, and y'all, Granny bought Miss Porter a red lace-up jockstrap. For a three-figure price. And Granny's probably going, I must have been really fucked up to do that. But
Credit card,
that's what they're for. But I have to say, Miss Porter came out and modeled it a little bit later on. And it looked good on him.
Yes, it did.
It looked very good on him. So, money well spent. So, and y'all, we had some pasta. Did you have any of the pasta, Granny?
No.
Oh, it was really good.
Give me gas.
Oh, well, we wouldn't want you to be gassy, so.
I want to eat Chinese later.
Where are you going to have Chinese?
They do.
Oh, yo.
See, you're already belching.
Speaking of gassy. So, anyway. But anyway, Granny, thank you for joining us on the little show.
Yes, it was my pleasure.
The pleasure was all ours.
Hello!
And y'all, I don't know if you can hear Granny at all or not, yeah. But y'all, I can assure you, you can hear me slurring my words.
Hello.
Because I am slurring a little bit, aren't I, Granny?
Yes, you are. You're a nasty old queen.
Oh, a nasty old queen. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing that information with the lovies. Excuse me, the glovies. What? What?
Come back. Block party.
Oh, I will. I've just got to finish this. It's almost over. All right, Granny. Thank you for coming. Bye-bye. Oh! Okay, guys. Y'all, I'm not going to be able to read the little things that were sent to me in the e-letters after all. So, y'all, that was quite a surprise. Y'all had no idea Granny could come in the room because I got the earphones in while I'm recording. And, y'all, did I mention that I've been overserved? Well, if I haven't, let me mention it now. Big Fatty has been overserved, and that's just the way we like him. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Pink Wing Nuts, and y'all, he loves to say this. Yes!
I think I'm just going to go there and handcuff myself to the bed and pass out my room key.
Poor Pink Wing Nuts, he may not survive Big Fatty, yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.